Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Yesterday, we got this phone call from a listener named Cheryl.
I'm so sick of these, like, my dad used to say, figures lie, liars figure. Of course there are more COVID positive, because how many more people are getting tested? I want to know the comparison of last year at this time, how many tests were taken and how many positives. That'll give you a true indicator of the growth, not that it's 80% over last week. I mean, it's stupid. It doesn't make sense to me.
I didn't have a fast response to that because more people are getting tested now than in the past. Here's Dr. Robert Murphy, infectious disease specialist at Northwestern's Feinberg School. Hi, doctor. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning.
What's the response to that caller?
There are a lot more cases, and she's absolutely wrong. The cases that every laboratory does are mandated to report those sometimes within 3 hours of getting the test result. It depends on the different health departments and states. But there are so many more cases now. And if you don't believe the test numbers, just go in the hospitals. The hospitals are now full. Many are at crisis stage. ICUs are full or near full. Ventilator use is way up. These numbers are real.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her motivation was for that remark, but I think she does have a point, right, in that if you test more, you're going to catch more fish. You're going to get more positives. So naturally, there would be an uptick in the total numbers.
Well, okay. Instead of the number of tests being done, you should look at the percentage of tests that are positive. Then you're going to know. So right now, you know, you're in double-digit territory in many states right now, the people going into getting tested. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we were around 1%. And now, you know, we're, you know, everybody's in the, you know, 10% or more range or high single digits.
Yeah, I've noticed that,
too. So you look at that number. That's the key number, not the number of tests. Yes, you're right. If you do more tests, you know, if you do more tests. You know, you're making the diagnosis. That's the important thing.
You know, it also gets lost in this, doctor. I wonder what you think about this. In my family, 3-4 people tested positive with home kits that are not reported. So the total number of people in this country who are testing positive right now, I wonder if we can even know what that is.
We don't. And it's up to the state whether they will even try, state or city, depending on the health department, whether they will even try to collect the home tests. So in some public health jurisdictions, they ask people who test positive to let them know.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a voluntary thing, and it's not uniform across the country. The state of Illinois doesn't do it. I mean, basically, they said, we got enough to do, and we got enough positive cases. We know there's more. And a lot of those people that test positive by the home test, a lot of them go and confirm the test, you know, at one of the at a laboratory. You know, they get it, you know, through the state or whatever. So they get picked up at some point. And if they come in the hospital, of course, they get tested there. So a lot of those cases do get picked up. But the mildly infected ones, they're not going to be picked up. So the numbers are even higher than what you're hearing.
Well, I wonder if what you make of that then. I mean, if you subtract the people that have passed away over 2 years, the people that have been vaccinated, the people that have tested positive have some immune. I mean, it's amazing to me there's host bodies left for this thing. You know what I mean? How many more people are there out there that we have eligible to get COVID who haven't?
Well, A, you can get COVID more than once.
Yeah.
We know that. Okay, you can get it if you've been vaccinated, and you can get it if you've had COVID in the past. So people have had it more than one time. But you're right, we're going in the direction that basically everybody is going to get infected.
I wonder if there's some solace in that. I mean, is that how this thing will ultimately pass? By hook or crook, vaccination or natural immunity, at some point, the thing will be done with us. Is that true?
Well, all pandemics end. All right, and how it ends and how much damage it does is the main question. If you are unvaccinated, you are still approximately tenfold more likely to end up in the hospital and 10 to 15-fold more likely to die from the infection. That's clear. So a lot of people think, no, let's just forget about reporting all these cases. Let's just follow the hospitalization rate and the death rate. And I think that's the direction we're going in. I think the government has basically given up, you know, trying to control this thing with mitigations. It's just not working.
Yeah. Remember contact tracing and how?
Yeah, I remember that. That was wishful thinking. They still do contact tracing in places where there's not a lot of cases. They do contact tracing in China. They do contact tracing in Australia and New Zealand, where they don't have very many cases, you know, where they really track things hard. There's no way you can do it with the number of cases we have now.
Do you like the idea of a lottery again? How about paying people to get vaccinated?
I mean, that's been tried, and that helps a little, but it doesn't help enough. It's not really pushing the needle enough. The only thing that's really going to work at this point is to mandate certain vaccine status for certain activities, like the current administration plan to mandate employers with 100 or more employees that they've got to everybody's got to be vaccinated.
Which I thought
that
was already
travel.
I thought that was the rule, but I guess that's held up in the courts right now.
Yeah. It's held up in the courts, and the date has been pushed back. But that's going to get, you know, millions of more people vaccinated. The other thing will be because this is so contagious, and well, guess what's happening? All the airline crews are getting infected. So, you know, they can't operate the company like that. There really is no reason why they shouldn't mandate vaccines for anybody that wants to be on an airplane. That's just being too close together. It's too risky with this highly transmissible Omicron. And it's already being done in other parts of the world.
Mm. Always a good perspective from Dr. Robert Murphy, infectious disease professor, Northwestern's Feinberg School. Okay, doctor. I'll call you again. As always, thanks for your expertise.
Okay.
Have a good day, sir. You bet.